processing. It wouldn't pull it up, so we got something going on. It won't.
Any other questions since we can't get that up?
Nope, it won't.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. May 14th.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
May 14th?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Case number 1815. Applicants requesting approval of Division 3 special use permit for the ability to use an existing three-bedroom single-family home located at 434 Parksley Lane, Kirbyville, for nightly rental. If you remember, you had one project come through here on Parksley. That was the six units, and then here's it highlighted. This is at the very end of K Highway. This is K Dock right there. Everybody know where we're at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another parcel that came through, which we'll show you in your public hearing, was here, but he's got these two parcels right here that he's bringing through. Your applicant's there, so.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Actually, the application is for lots 34 and 35, which are on the left-hand side with the house, and that's a treed lot on the right-hand, owned by Dr. Billy Grimm. She lives in the house directly across the street. That is owned by our church, A Glorious Church Fellowship, and six lots on the south side, well, directly across the street. Now, you get in trouble in this country if you go south, north, east, or west. But anyway, and then the three lots to the further down Parksley Lane towards the dead end portion of it. Those three lots are A Glorious Church Fellowships. So there's a total of 14 lots owned by A Glorious Church Fellowship, I believe, and then there's four lots held by Dr. Billy Brim. Dr. Billy Brim is the president of A Glorious Church Fellowship, and that's her parsonage right across the street. And just sort of give a background. And the previous owners didn't have an overnight nightly rental, but the ones right before that had a nightly rental. And I know it's not anything to do with it, but I'm just saying it was already approved at one time.
So we're talking about the two lots on the upper side of that
right
road.
There where it's blue.
Yeah.
One house.
There's
one
two
blue.
Lots there side by side, and the house is built on that. And there's room probably for about six cars. And I believe they said we only needed four cars in this. There's three bedrooms, two baths, living room, dining room, and an eat-in kitchen area.
Is that going to be used for part of the ministry? Or?
Yes, it's going to be for housing people overnight. Some of them will be paying. Some of them will just be staying as guests. But that's why we've made the application. And there, I'm not saying there won't be outside applicants that come in and stay, but it's mostly she bought it for family, mainly, so we have a large family. They come in and she can only sleep 11 at her house, so she went across the street. So everybody goes across the street now and stays.
So will it be rented?
It will be rented,
okay.
But not exclusively rented. I'd say probably about 50% of the occupants. And right now we've had just family members in there, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter. My son is staying in it right now. They're from California. And so it's mostly family, but she is going to supplement it, pay the taxes and things like that with nightly rents. We have cabins out at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and sometimes they're full, and so that there might be overflow come up here and rent. If they want to come the same weekend or week, they'll have that ability. Some people don't want to drive 25 minutes out to Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and so they'd rather stay closer into town.
Sounds good.
I've got a question for the commission. Do you guys want a buffer plan on these vegetative type lots between their parcel and their own parcels that's next to them? Because they own this one and that one, correct?
Yeah, we own three lots on the... What direction? Do we have a compass here?
Well, this is to the west.
Yeah. These three lots
however the lot lines are.
The red lines are the lot lines, yeah.
So these three lots are owned by A. Glorious Church Fellowship. A total of, I believe, 11 lots on the southerly portion of Parkway Lane are A. Glorious Church Fellowship. So it goes from, I think, two lots on this side of the parsonage, and then the rest of the lots. Parsonage is on about three lots.
I just think a buffer plan, is, however basic, should be submitted with each plan to help cover us, even if it says natural vegetation. Yeah, and point an arrow each direction and
can
just
do
covers.
That
way we can say there's...
Yeah, buffer plan in place.
Say that is the buffer plan.
Yeah, that is it.
Okay. The other thing, it looks like, is that a power line behind you?
That is an old... That's old Parksley Lane running behind, so that's a driveway
that's
for... Farmer
Wilson
is what we call him. I don't know what his real name is.
Wilson.
I think that's his property, and he has the that old road, I think, has been ceded back to him or abandoned back to him and New Parksley Lane. See how that used to go straight on?
Sure, yeah.
Why? I guess they did that so they could lay out lots in a little more organized fashion. He, I think, originally subdivided this, and so he had control of where the road was.
Any other questions? May 14th.
Okay.
Thank you.
Case number 1816. This is Archery Range, Michael Messenger, David Wilson, and Brandon Beckett.
Good evening.
Applicants requesting approval of a Division 3 special use permit for the operation and development of an archery range in combination with the White River Bowman on 9.47 acre parcel located at 633 Newport Road, Walnut Shade. This is the road that goes over 65 just south of the 160 overpass. Then you come down and you actually have to take the outer road, southern outer road. Here's our lot in question. Kind of zoom in on it.
Learn by Dave.
Yeah, not too far.
I'm out of bow range.
What's your applicant?
I don't think that'll work. We've got too much shooting with guns over in our country. That's not going to work. If I don't hear gunshots every day, I begin to think that there's something wrong.
Is it going to be fenced where somebody knows where they're at? Or is there...
Yeah, there's fence around his property all the way around it. And we've actually got warning signs that we put up that says active archery range, keep out.
So you're doing it now?
Yes, sir. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know y'all existed until a couple of months ago. We didn't know.
They have their insurance in place.
Yeah, I saw that.
We have close to $6 million worth of insurance between the club and the landowner.
And just a quick overview of the business model is?
We're a nonprofit archery club. We fall under the guidelines of the Archery Association of America, the ASA, and we simply hold one shoot a month, and it's the last Saturday of every month. Check-ins from 8 to noon. Archers show up. They sign in. They sign their waivers. We have a practice range where they can, you know, warm up. And then they walk the course, and the course, can I approach the picture?
Sure, right. Sure.
So they park, when folks come in, they park their vehicles here in this spot. The practice range is set up right through here, and it has bags at 20, 30, 40, and 50 yards. And then you've got this cedar glade that runs down the hill here. And so we've got a trail that comes in and starts winding this way. It winds down through here, and then it comes back up and around. And then, and so they start here, all the shooting
is away, and then they end back up here at the top where they come out, get back to the vehicles.
They sent a real nice video today that I watched that I'll present. That was a good one. Yeah.
It's all, well, I mean, everybody here is from the Ozarks, so you know how those cedar glades, it's, we had to go in and cut the lanes into the cedar. So you have your starting can where you shoot back towards a foam 3D target, but it's just a lane that's cut in. We leave as much vegetation. That's the draw to the sport, is that it's kind of more natural in the wild as opposed to like field archery where you have open fields and you're launching arrows. But we just, for us to even become an ASA club, we had to set it up with their safety guidelines and had to pass an inspection before they would even approve us because we fall under their insurance for the,
okay,
for the shoes. And then all the money that we in the nonprofit part, and that's the part that really is what we're, what our vision for the club is that we take that money and then in the holiday season, November, December, we help families in the Ozarks that need help with Christmas, or we've helped so far. I mean, we've only been, the club's only been going for, this is our second season, and we've already helped two families that their homes have burnt. One family that had a horrendous car accident, one family that they was going to get evicted. We helped them pay the rent. We helped another family with some groceries. So I mean, we're not a, we can't help everybody.
Yeah.
But we can help a few, and to be able to have that kind of input into the lives of the folks in the community, maybe take a little pressure off the other folks.
Absolutely.
Cross the road.
Oh, across the road.
What?
Because I live right in there.
Yeah, yeah. You used to live over there. I run him off.
1980 to 84.
Yeah. Well, wasn't that house right down there? Was it the house that's on your property or the house next to it that we had a nightly rental application on that here?
It was up on Bristol Road, I believe.
Oh, it's on Bristol.
It's over on Bristol.
Yeah. It's over on Bristol. Okay.
Although I'm pointing to this. But.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Up in here on Bristol.
Okay, well, great. May 14th is the public hearing date. So appreciate the presentation.
All right. So you have the 501c3?
Yes, sir.
Yes, and we have submitted.
Yeah, I've got all that in the folder today.
He has all of that. And be happy to get you guys anything else that you guys require.
Sounds good. Thank you.
I find it a little curious that they even need a permit for what they're doing as a nonprofit.
Well, I mean, they sell. It's a business out there. Yeah. They're selling hats, and that's why we went with
special. They make money, but with what they do with it, we're not concerned with.
I mean, it's.
Oh, okay, so you are selling stuff to customers.
But then they're not reaping the profits of it.
Well, no, that's fine.
And then they charge to shoot.
Yeah, when folks show up to shoot, so if you become a member of the club, you pay a membership, mm-hmm. and a single membership is $25. And then when you show up to shoot, it's only $10 to shoot. If you're a non-member, you can show up and shoot, but it's $15 to shoot.
Okay, so you are doing business. Okay, that's
yeah.
Okay,
yeah. They won't let us pass an offering plate. So.
Those fees go back to the organization for insurance and such.
Yes, sir. Paying for the insurance and paying for that kind of stuff, and then the last shoot of the year that happens in November. And it actually happens on the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. So the Saturday right after Black Friday, we do a big shoot. And that push for that whole shoot is to raise as much money as possible so that we can help more families. You know, our goal this year, we thought if we could help a family, we felt like we would have done something. And to be able to help half a dozen families in our very first outing, we thought it was great. You know, I thought the hardest part of when we started talking about developing this archery club, we thought the hardest part would be finding the land to place the club, and that actually was the easiest. I was cutting Mike Messenger's hair at the barbershop, and we was talking about this, and he goes, "Well, I got some land." He said, "I ain't using it. You can use it." So I mean, he was more than generous to allow us to do it.